This is the official theme song of Carms and Collins. 312-981-7200.
I like it. I've never heard that before. It's a good one. I'm kidding. Yeah, no, that's the Price is Right.
Hey, can I clear something up real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not playing.
No,
right?
Please, don't play.
You can if you want. We can. If you want to ask Roger in there, too, that's fine. 312-981-7200. Roger Badish has a deep closet of things that he would hate to
apparently
answers out. Go ahead. What do you got, Roger Badish?
What do you mean, what do I got?
No, you had a question for us. Ask the question first, and then we'll find out your deep dark
secrets. Oh, I thought
secrets.
You mean to... all right, a question.
No, I thought you wanted to say something.
Yeah, you were jumping in.
No, I was saying, do I have to be asked the question?
Oh, you want this?
It's just you two being asked.
No, well, they can ask you questions.
They absolutely can ask you too, Roger.
Oh, all right.
Would you like to be involved? Are you?
Well, I want to know about Craig. Where did you get your broadcasting bug?
What's that? Where did I get my broadcasting bug?
Yeah.
I actually was at school. I was in school in South Bend, and I was working at a minor league baseball facility for the South Bend Silverhawks.
Mm-hmm.
And the second week that I was there, I was the video board operator, very fancy position. The announcer didn't show up. He just didn't come to the game, didn't care. He was actually a Chicago guy that was driving to South Bend for these games and just didn't – he wasn't there. So they put me on as announcer, a public address announcer of the game. And I fell in love with it. And from that point on, I went to ESPN in South Bend for a couple years, then came out here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I miss actually announcing, even though I don't have much of an announcer voice. It wasn't as convincing as others. It was really fun to just yell names at people, even in like the 14th or 15th inning, when no one else is at my energy level. It was fun to still hold out that Emilio Bonifacio, Pedro Seriaco. Those were really good names hold on to.
You did play-by-play with an Emilio Bonifacio?
Emilio Bonifacio, you know, he plays now in the MLB. He was on the South Bend Silverhawks.
Right.
So he was the second baseman, I believe, and he actually led off. So he was our first hitter.
Bonifacio.
Every game.
Did you do it with, like, the Emilio Bonifacio?
Should I do it on the – I feel like I'm just going to be yelling at people. That's
okay.
You don't want to do that, right?
You're talking play-by-play?
No, I'm talking public address announcer.
Oh.
I was the PA guy.
No, give your
– you should really – because I – this is – I'm dusting
batting.
Off some – now batting the second baseman, number 22, Emilio Bonifacio.
Oh, so you really went for it.
Wow. I really went for it. And I know that wasn't great. But I did that every single time, and that's what you do in minor league ball. You just dive on it.
I love how you brought it right there.
I was asked. This is the game, right? Ask us anything.
312-981-7200.
We are your monkeys.
312-981-7200. We can talk politics too. Ask Carm, ask Collins anything. We don't answer. You get Lou Malnati's pizza. A couple texts coming in here. One from the 502. Great show, you guys. You're very entertaining. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been able to pick up the signal the whole show. You know how to hold our attention and keep it interesting. That's from Louisville, Kentucky. I wanted to read that before I read the 224. You two are terrible.
Yeah.
You must think your lives are much more interesting than I do. Well, that's just a lot of hate on a Memorial Day weekend, sir. I'm assuming.
Really? No, honestly, the 224, that's fine.
But they're still listening.
Yeah.
See, I've never gotten that.
I love that part. I love that part,
yeah.
That people who criticize us will stay. Just keep hanging out with us, 224.
Well, I mean, that could have been, in theory, they could have texted in and then just left.
No, we'll try other stuff. Go ahead, give us a suggestion, and we're probably not going to do it.
We're not trying any other stuff.
No, I said we'll try other stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be his stuff. But, that's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Can we ask each other questions if we don't have anybody calling?
We can.
You're hesitant to do that?
No,
that's not the way the game works?
What would you like to ask?
We just can't win prizes, right?
That's true.
Do
you have a question for me, Craig?
No, I'm curious, Mark. What is the hardest thing that you answered? Because I haven't caught every single one of these segments. The hardest question you've answered, and then I want to know what the answer is.
I don't remember that, to be honest. I can't remember what made me the most uncomfortable.
Can you think of any good ones? Maybe you didn't even give the answer. Let's just go ahead and
I'm
give
sure
some
answers. I'm sure who at the station are you most attracted to was pretty uncomfortable. that was a challenge.
Yeah, wow. I don't know why you'd lead us there.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. But there's a lot of other ways you can, there's a lot of ways to go about it.
You threw the question out there then, so you have to answer it, so. Who is the most attractive
person? Who's the most attractive person that I'm
attracted to at the station?
I
have an answer for this.
Go ahead.
Myself.
Oh, so you can't lie. Lying.
I don't know if I'm lying, because from the 224, I'm pretty sure I'm telling the truth.
Well, that's...
Okay. I love a little bit of me. Now go ahead. You give me your answer.
Who's...
I like how long this takes.
I might have to, on that one, I might have to say none of your business.
Oh, wow.
No, what would I think about?
No, go ahead. Plead the fifth. That's fine. We're playing a game against each other. This is no fun, right? We need the listeners. We need prizes. We need all that stuff.
Yeah, but I'm going through the list right now. It's just kind of fun to think about everybody at the station. But I'll let you win on that one.
Okay, got it.
I do have around the same.
Yeah, kind of a connected question that you wanted to ask us. You had emailed me this earlier.
Yes, because people. Well, I was hearing a conversation today around texting, which, by the way, you can also text in questions 312-981-7200. And there's a certain text etiquette that I think that all of us need to adhere to. How's that?
Sure.
So, the conversation that I heard today is like, I hate it when somebody texts me like when they over exclamation point me.
And wait, what do you mean by that? Do you mean multiple exclamation points after one sentence, or every sentence has an exclamation point?
Like, do you want to go to lunch? And then the response is yes, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Like, that's too many.
Is it all caps as well?
In this scenario, no, but could
okay,
be.
Okay, yeah, it really, right? Could be.
But see, like, I think that's fun. Like, that means you're really excited to go to lunch. But then the other side is, do you want to go to lunch? And then the answer is just yes. There's no exclamation point. Then it's like maybe they're not excited and they're just doing it begrudgingly.
I read something recently that said when you leave a period or when you put a period in a text, that seems really mean. You seem very upset.
Like, it's harsh.
Yeah.
The period is harsh.
Mm-hmm.
The exclamation. But so, like, if you write me and say, Karim, what's up? And I write back and I say, hi, H-I. That's like borderline hostile because I just gave you a hi. Like, I'm not that interested. All I had time was for an HI. Whereas if I really wanted to talk to you, especially if we were like in a flirtatious mode,
sure,
it would be hi, HIII. You know, like, I'm really, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, that didn't make, two I's is probably enough. Why three?
I think you need a three. Like, when in my.
Do you do smiley faces? Are you an emoji guy?
See, I think for a dude, a smiley face emoji is a very risky play.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that makes you a little too feminine.
All right.
And maybe you should be confident in your...
excuse you.
You use the emojis all the time?
I use emojis all the time.
Have you ever sent a text that was just emojis?
No.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Mainly to our daughter. When I say something stupid and she, like, groans and I do the weird faces back at her.
Okay. We don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the text line. I just checked out on that. love you, Roger. Let's see here. There's a bunch of texts coming in here. Who wants to play the Ask Carmen Collins thing? Let's see here. 214. Now, I normally would ask something funny, but I really want the pizza. Here goes. Carmen, you're back in the dating pool, so do you manscape the lower hedges?
We went right there. This is...
Oh, my.
Wow. God.
Both of you are hysterical, and Craig, do your Tony the Tiger. They're great, please. Do you have that?
I don't have that loaded up. That's going to take me a minute to get to.
Okay.
I got to build that.
I'm not a consistent manscaper, but it does happen every now and then, sir, if that's really what you want to know. I think, you know, taking care of yourself, making sure that you have everything in check is a good thing. That would be my answer there. At Carmen, over, under, win, 9 wins for the Bears. I will take the under on that, 630. Baddish, love or hate the Star Wars movie?
The most recent one or all of them?
It just says love or hate the Star Wars movie.
I love the most recent one, and I love all of them in varying levels.
That's a
but
good
I
answer.
Love them all.
At Craig, did Bran warg Willis while in the past? You
see,
know what that
so
means?
This absolutely. So this is perfect 630, and you are definitely in contention for a prize because you just went all the things we like there. That was perfect. This is a Game of Thrones question. Absolutely, that happened 100%. That is why Hodor's brain shut down because he connected his past and present brain, and I'm super excited that that was the first question to me in this game. I thought I was going to have to answer a manscaping question. No, it's Game of Thrones. I can play this game all night now.
Would you like to finish off? Did he also warg Hodor or wrong Hodor?
It's warg. He did. He did warg Hodor.
What does warging mean?
Warging is when you take control of someone, so it actually usually happens with just animals, but since Hodor seemed like a guy that didn't have a lot of his mental faculties going on, that Bran from time to time took over his mind.
Game of Thrones music coming in here. 773 wants to know, what is your favorite all-time Chicago restaurant? Let's go around the horn on that. Favorite all-time Chicago restaurant, Badish.
Wow, too many of them. Depends on what I'm eating.
Badish,
that's
not an answer.
That's not an answer.
Well,
it's very political. This isn't a political game.
Simple question.
Favorite all-time Chicago restaurant.
Yep, last meal right now. What would it be?
Oh, last meal?
It doesn't have to be last meal, but I'm trying to make it easier for you.
Go Superdog.
Superdog. Good answer.
That is a good answer.
What do you get?
I'm going to go Lou Malnati's.
Now, hold on, Badish. What do you get at the Superdog? Is that a Superdog and a shake? Is that a Superdog and a Coke? What is that?
Actually, I do the Superdog and a bottle of water because I don't drink soda anymore, and I can't have shakes.
It's your last meal.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm going out painless.
You're going out. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And what did you say?
I said Lou Malnati's.
Did you really?
I did. I really did say that. I really did.
Your
especially
last
a
meal?
Slice cut pepperoni thin crust pizza.
Ooh.
It has to be slice cut, though. It can't be cut in squares.
You like the pie.
Yeah. By the way, I was having an operation one day right after the show, right after Pretty Late. Uh-huh. Patty got me a Lou Malnati's pizza as my potential last meal.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
And I thought you were super high maintenance. Like, you had to have the pie cut.
I did. It's pretty much my last meal. How can you be high maintenance for your last meal?
And it's really not that high maintenance.
Yeah. And you can't be, by the way. You could ask for anything you want. It could be shipped from another country. This is the last meal. I don't care what it is. Anything.
Fair enough. I'll answer my own question. I think at the end of the day, I'm going the Hole in the Wall, which is out in the old North Brookian area. It's just a fantastic Italian spot.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you get there?
A million different things.
See, that's not an answer, though. We held Roger's feet to the fire.
What do I get? Right now, my favorite is I go chicken and eggplant parm.
Wow.
So they give a chicken parm and eggplant parm, and then you get a little pasta. It's a nice one.
Are we going to answer this question from the 708?
I don't know, are we? Have either of you had sex with anyone from the station? If so, who? Eddie?
No. It's very easy for me. The answer is absolutely no.
Yeah, the answer is no, and it's unfortunate.
What? See, now, again, that's your second tease to maybe finding someone very attractive at this radio station. And
no,
you haven't told us who that is.
Eddie, we're professionals.
Very professional. No.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Eddie. I still think that our winner right now is the 630. That was really well done. Questions for one.
Well, and what was impressive about the 630 there is that they knew us all.
Yeah.
Like, they know they love your Game of Thrones. They loved Badish. What do they love about you, Roger?
Star Wars.
They love Star Wars. Yeah. I mean, that's a real WGN listener.
Sure.
Yeah.
815, question for all. Would you rather be punched in the face by a farmer or punched in the stomach by an alien?
Now we're getting good questions.
Yes.
That is an excellent question.
Yes.
I would go...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would go farmer in the face, because alien, I have no understanding of how much power an alien has,
because
this person's not from here. It could be little, and I could make a mistake, but it could also be gigantic.
It could be a punch straight through the body. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badish?
Yeah, I'll go farmer, because they get that chance. They get that opportunity.
Right.
They need it. Not that I've done anything wrong to warrant it. But, yeah.
I actually would like to see if I could take a punch. So give me the punch from the farmer. But if I may segue for just a brief moment, how in the world has farmersonly.com become a thing?
What?
Like,
is that a dating thing again?
Yes. Can you pull that, Shantae, if we can get the commercial farmersonly.com?
Oh,
because,
wow.
Like, that's a real thing.
Are you single in this country? City folks just don't get it. Farmersonly.com.
At farmersonly.com. Like, I can't believe that's an actual site where there's people that go there and money is to be made, but it is.
Are they all lady farmers, too? Is this men and female farmers connecting with...
I just didn't know we had that many farmers. I guess you don't really have to be a farmer. It's more about being a country folk, but then I would think the name of the website would be like... I drive a truck and listen to countrymusic.com.
Can you live in the city and be willing to convert?
I think you can. I think you can. I mean, Shantae's got it, by the way.
Can you marry into the farming?
That's a good question.
We
got to get somebody on. But we also have the commercial for this.
I think Shantae's playing something on some prod that we're not hearing. And there it is.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
How is that a thing? That's the most, that just shows that you got to think outside the box.
You sound a little bit like you like it, though. You know the lyrics to the song.
I do like Farmers.
Are you on this?
No, but maybe I should be. Let's.
You really should.
Let's take a little look at Farmers.
Need to expand your horizons.
Yeah, seriously. Just get your name out there everywhere.
FarmersOnly.com. I'll get to that in a second. Single in the country. I mean, then they have a beautiful picture of two people in a prairie with a sunset and the whole thing.
Oh, there you go.
That looks like a sunrise, actually. Is that a sunrise? Are you on FarmersOnly.com?
You see this question from the 705?
The 705.
They are asking, and I'm not going to read it word for word, but they are asking if you would date a
cougar.
Older, well, Jewish cougar.
Like, say, Judy. I'm talking Kathy and Judy, not Judy Pilak.
Thank you for the specificity.
I have a wide range of women that I'm attracted to. I would say that I'm attracted to 18 on up to probably in the 50s.
Wow.
I go wide range.
Yeah, that is a wide range.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And now you're adding farmers to the mix, so I'm actually really happy
right.
for you.
Women are beautiful.
Amen. Yep.
That's my answer to that, sir.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going
to. I want you on every app, though. Let's get you on every specific, really niche app that we can find and see which one really takes off for you. How's JDate going? How's JSwipe going? Are you succeeding?
I would say that I've got a good base, but I haven't been on any dates.
See, so that's an obvious one for you to be on, though. We need to get you on these ones, these interesting ones.
How about just the concept of walking around and talking to people and maybe, and maybe just meeting them that way?
Go out on the street and just like, stop women as they come walking by you.
Everybody loves that.
Well, I have a vision for myself that I'll be confident enough to go up and talk to people that I find interesting.
Just on the street?
Wherever.
I think that that's fraught with danger. Some people do not want to be approached no matter who you are.
Well, what about what happens if I'm just like having dinner by myself at some establishment?
Okay, so they feel sad for you.
Well, that kind of, that just kills the mood.
I don't think there's anything sad about having...
The only female you have coming up to you is probably the waitress.
Is that really sad to sit at a bar and
I was kidding. I don't know about Roger, but I was joking.
I think Roger was serious.
So you're alone at a restaurant and you're having a meal. Maybe you've gotten dessert already. Maybe you're having that slice of cheesecake by yourself.
Yeah, right.
And a lovely girl walks in.
What is if I stop at my place square up on Belmont on my way home? I'm having a nice chicken sandwich.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great spicy chick.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
A great spicy chick walks in?
Yeah, spicy chick walks in.
Okay.
Why can't I have that combo? I want to answer to this 219, actually, because I don't know the answer. Maybe you guys do. 219. What is the meaning of the last scene in No Country for Old Men? I love that movie, and I'm not exactly sure.
I have no idea either. We're not the right guys for that.
Do you know the movie?
I do. I've seen the movie. I've seen the last scene.
I think that's one of Nick's favorite.
Yeah,
like
his
top 20 or something.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
It is fairly dark, that film. I mean that in a complimentary way.
A lot of murder, yeah.
I think I sometimes feel like Nick DiGiulio wants to murder me.
Okay.
But
we should dive into that later.
Well, yeah. I, to this point, he hasn't, so I appreciate that.
That's good.
I do live in fear of Nick DiGiulio.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, he's the nicest, but I like when he looks at me, I just was just such disgust. It's like this guy, this Carmen. It's like.
You got a great question to ask him now, though. You can ask him about No Country for Old Men. Strike up a conversation.
I personally think that she does not survive that scene.
No, me neither.
It's over, which is just so wrong. No Country for Old Men, though. One of the great things about that movie is that it doesn't give you the happy ending. It gives you the real disgusting, dirty happy ending of a true villain. That dude, what was his name? Do you remember?
No, I gotta look that up.
I mean, he was a really legit villain. all right, let's see a couple more. Where is Ted Novak from the 708?
Ted, he actually said this on his Facebook page. He took time off to take care of his dad, and then eventually he was no longer here. So unfortunately, that's what happened there.
Okay, Ted did a great job when he was here.
Ted was great,
and I hope that
he's great as a person. Yeah,
I hope that everything is okay with his family. All right, well Craig, how do you feel about Ask Carmen Collins?
I enjoyed it. I didn't get a lot of tough questions. You got all the hard questions, but out of the questions I got, I have to like the Game of Thrones one.
I think we overall got off incredibly easy there, but that's fine.